Hey, Grove Crest community, this is Mr. Hoops. I'm the principal here at Grove Crest Elementary in Pleasant Grove. This is our fifth radio show, and we have some awesome guests today. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
We're the members of the student council.
I'm Kennedy.
I'm Gavin.
And I'm Elijah.
Awesome. Well, you know what? We had this morning an amazing experience where we all got to get on some iPad minis, and we took part in a Twitter chat with a bunch of other student council members and other kids from across the nation. It was called hashtag StuConnect, and we had a good time with it. So I'm going to ask these three some questions about that. First question, guys, if you don't mind, tell us about your favorite part of this experience that we had this morning.
I liked how you could just see and hear people's favorite books and awards that they would give for favorite books.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So the discussion on this chat was all about literacy. Favorite books, book awards, top 10 lists. And we were able to talk to a lot of different people. Gavin, did you, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part was when just how people from all across the country just could all get in one group and talk about just things that they liked. Mm-hmm. And just the, kind of building a relationship just through social media. So I thought that was really cool.
Awesome.
Relationship would say minimum, but my favorite part for StuConnect was probably being able to see all the opinions and ideas and kind of know what and kind of learn what other people and kids in the world are, in our nation are thinking.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And that brings me to my next question, guys. What thing did you learn from this experience?
That even though we live in different parts of the country, we can still read the same books and like the same things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I learned that everyone reads the book Wonder.
It's a good book, isn't it? Yeah, right.
Probably the fact that everyone's imagination when it comes to book is nearly unlimited.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? Does it kind of make you like, I wonder if I could do something like that, you know?
Absolutely.
Creativity's awesome. Okay, next question. You know, people, we have, with the student council this year, spent a lot of times with social media. We've taught them how to do it, and we've taught them through the use of Twitter. And so I was going to ask you guys a question, and any one of you can speak up, and none of you can if you don't want to. But what have you learned about social media since using Twitter?
It has a great impact on your future. If you're posting weird and goofy things, then you might not get into the best college, and you might not get the best job.
Right, because a lot of times jobs and colleges, they look at that sort of stuff, right? Yeah.
Another fact with social media that I've learned, if you're not careful what you read and post on social media, either it can have a very positive effect, like you could become kind of popular,
mm-hmm.
You could end up same good college, like Kennedy said,
mm-hmm.
or if you were posting inappropriate, weird, goofy things, you might become like very unpopular, might not go to a very good college.
Mm-hmm. And really what we want to do with this is to set you guys up for success, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Gavin, did you want to agree with these guys? Or
I'll go with that.
I'll agree with that. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Last question I have for you guys, and then you guys are welcome to ask me any questions if you'd like, okay?
Okay, that's good.
Last question, you guys are members of our student council. We actually have 12 members of our student council, but I was able to pull these three here. And I was just going to ask you, what plans do student council have for our school here in the future?
Definitely. We've been working on a spirit week. We got the days planned, but we're not exactly sure dates and stuff. But we have.
What are you going to do on those days
in that week?
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the spirit week. It's
Going to
be awesome.
Student counselor, we're trying to figure out a service project that we can do. Like we had an idea to go down to a
beehive home.
Beehive home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just to, like, play some games or read some books or just play some music
just to get these people, like, involved and happy.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So
that's...
Yeah.
We also work on leadership, and positive leadership is a great thing in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I'm...
That's good. I know that you guys are... Are you guys part of the Hope Squad?
Junior Hope Squad.
That's going to be awesome, because we talk about stresses that students, mm-hmm. even in elementary, have, and that'll be fun for the future. I know that Mrs. Kral and Mrs. Rook are all the sixth grade teachers really are just,
absolutely.
They're so excited about that. So that's great.
Real.
Awesome. All right, we have just a few minutes, so what questions do you guys have for me?
I had a question
Gavin,
for
go ahead.
Mr. Hoops. What is your favorite book?
My favorite book. I have a few. Can I go with my favorite junior novel first?
Yeah.
Okay, so my favorite junior novel, one that maybe you guys would enjoy, is The Great Brain at the Academy. Have you guys read the Great Brain series?
No.
Great Brain at the Academy is one kind of in the middle, but it was the first one I read of the series, and that's my very favorite one. It's awesome.
Huh, I gotta try that.
Yeah, Great Brain at the Academy. I'm pretty sure that Mrs. D has them in the library. Another one of my favorites, top five, would be... True Confessions of Charlotte Doyle by Avi. Oh, it's one
I
of my faves.
I love
faves.
Avi.
Yeah, Avi's a good author.
Yeah.
My favorite adult book, I guess you could say, is called Lone Survivor.
Ooh,
and
I've
seen that.
And it's a movie. Yeah, it's got a lot of language and a lot of violence in it. And I've only read the book, but it's all about a guy that is a Navy SEAL that goes over in Afghanistan and gets in a little trouble where his whole platoon is killed but him, and he has to survive by himself. It's really good. Really good book. So he does. It's a true story. He survived and had some help from some of the tribal people in Afghanistan. And
that kind of reminds me.
It's a great story. Yeah.
Hatchet?
No, not Hatchet. The one with... It's a movie, and I can't remember what it's called.
I hate it when that happens.
And you like Wonder, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Wonder's one of my faves, too. What a wonderful book. Yep, I like learn. I love that book. They've actually got a second. There's another one coming out.
I know.
Out.
Oh, really?
There's Augie and me and my mom read it. It was such a good book.
Is it a good one?
There's three different stories in it.
Oh,
so.
I'm going to have to read it.
Yeah. Your mom and I.
Other questions?
Do you like Legos? Like personally?
You know what? I used to when I grew up, but I haven't played with them a whole lot since I've been an adult.
There's a Lego set right there.
Yeah, I've got a Star Wars ship that my kids actually built. But I think it would be cool to have... We have our Lego club here at school, and that's pretty cool. Any other questions?
Nope. What's it like being principal?
Actually, what's it like being principal? That's a good question. I get that question almost all the time. I love being principal. And one of the reasons why is I get to go and roam around the school. And I get to mess around with all... I get to mess around with 730 kids. It's awesome. There are other parts that I could care less about. You know, there's discipline things that I have to worry about every once in a while. But for the most part, I get to hang out with some awesome people. Our teachers here are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are sweet. I get to go out and play in the snow. I get to read stories to everybody. We get to do Twitter. We get to do Instagram. So all of those things are way fun. So I love being
here. Grovecrest is the best.
Absolutely.
I think I have one more question. What are your thoughts and hopes for the school being rebuilt?
School?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Well, really fast because we've got less than a minute left, but. Our school we're getting a new school, and it'll start the rebuild, or the new school will start being built the end of March, first part of April, and it'll take a year. And I've got some way cool ideas. I want to start Makerspace. I want to do some other things. The teachers are excited. Our entrance will be up on Third East. It will be way awesome. So without going into a whole lot of detail, because I don't have a lot of details, it'll be done in a year, and then once we move over there, then they'll tear down this school, and this will be our new playground.
Wow.
So, yeah, it'll be pretty awesome. Pretty cool. But we'd like to thank everybody for taking part in our radio show.
Yeah,
hope a lot of people listened.
Do
you guys closing words at all?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks, folks, for paying attention to us, and have an amazing day.